Well, there is the voice of Laurie Enriquez, and here she is. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Larry.
I'm so glad you could be with us. I know you are on the West Coast. I know, I think your daughter's under the weather, am I right?
Oh, she's she's great. She just was having one of those late afternoon three-year-old moments when I talked with your colleague. She's great. She's sleeping peacefully.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I was going to ask you how old. She's three. Do you have any other kids?
Yes, I have a son, and he's nine.
They probably provide some great inspiration. I'm excited for your Grammy nomination. The album is called How Great Can This Day Be. Tell me a little bit about this particular record.
Sure, I'd love to. Yeah, it was very inspired by both of my children. Overall, my whole songwriting journey has been inspired by following my curiosity and just researching things that I am interested in. And of course, children are so curious, and so we get to be around them and see what things they're curious about, things we might have forgotten that we used to be curious about. So, for example, my daughter, when she was one, was very interested in all the apes and monkeys in her books, and she would point to Bobo and say, point to particularly to his hands and feet, and say, "That looks like Elsa." And it really struck me anew that wow, that's something that we notice when we're very young. And so that led me on a path to research, you know, our fellow primates and sort of try to titrate what is something interesting to say about that connection. And that's just one tiny piece, but the whole experience was just particularly powerful this time because I decided to arrange for more than just myself. So I arranged for jazz ensemble, and that really opened up such an interesting new thing for myself that I really just enjoyed.
Yeah, I know you could hear the song coming up in the background here. Let's take a listen. This is the song that resulted from that inquiry.
Oh, please. Monkey, you look a lot like me. Seems to suit you living up in a tree. Could be a good idea for me. Branch to branch, avec joie d'esprit. I wonder if the rent is for free.
Who is playing clarinet on that? That's great.
It really is. It's Tim Jensen, and the amazing thing is that Tim Jensen plays clarinet on that song. He plays tenor sax on the homage to Jane Goodall, which is called Dream Jane Dream. And he plays flute on the song called Groove. I'm sure I'm missing one because, again, I am a nocturnal person who's at 6:30. But he played, and you can see it in the notes too, but
yeah,
he played three instruments phenomenally on so many of the songs in the album, and he could just switch from one to the other. You know, I really got so fortunate to have all these great jazz musicians from Portland joining me on this. And yeah, Tim Jensen, he's a soulful being.
Yeah, it's really a well-done CD, and you know, the mark for me of a great children's album is one that parents and adults and even people that aren't parents can enjoy together. And this is a perfect example. This is, you know, a jazz song with great curious words that can simply be enjoyed by everybody.
Thank you.
Take a little... A little more of a listen. Monkey, you look a lot like me. Starting to see how you're up in the tree. A lot more gracefully than I'd ever be. You got this thing the apes and I haven't got. When you climb, it helps you a lot. Oh, it sounds great. Great trombone there. I love you could, just to teach kids a little bit about jazz and about the instruments that are in the songs is fun too, let alone the lyrics.
Thank you.
One song, Beau Paris, can you tell me about mm-hmm. that song?
Absolutely. I wrote that song quite a few years ago because I love to sneak some education into a song, you know, if it's smooth. You know, I really like to go downriver with that. But so I had performed that in shows, and it wasn't quite working as well as I thought it would have worked. And when I went to arrange this, I remember working on this very late at night, which is really all you can do sometimes when you're a mother of young children. So I had headphones on. I was at my computer. At my keyboard. And suddenly I realized, oh, wow, I think this is actually very slow. And I think it's actually in more of a 3/8 sort of time. And because it used to just be in really straight 4/4 without the triplets at each beat. And it started sounding so wistful. And I thought, well, wow, where is that going? And then I realized, oh, I have been wishing to travel. And I have not been traveling because I have young children and I have a husband in graduate school, et cetera, you know. So it is actually deep down, I believe, from my point of view, a wistful song about a parent or anyone who wishes to travel and knows that they will one day travel. And so that's why it's not so gung-ho in the beginning. But as it warms up, it gets much more optimistic about traveling. And let me add, I did have to add, speaking of my children, that my son Leo, who was 8 at the time, came in the studio and sang those French echoes. And that has really made the song.
Well, it's a great song, and it's a great CD. It's called How Great Can This Be? I want to ask you a quick question about a song that is not on the CD, It's a song I really like called Heisenberg's Aha.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
And that's from an album called Science Fair, at least the version we have. We don't have it on one of your, it's probably on one of your recordings too. But it's all about Heisenberg and the uncertainty principle. And how did you come to that song?
Oh, wow. So, yes, that compilation is a whole album about science, and lots of us contributed to it. And when I had the assignment to, when I said, yes, I'd love to be part of this album, my husband and I were talking, and he's been going back to school at that point, and he said, oh, you've got to write about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. And I said, yes. And then I started researching it. And I literally, in the song, I talk about in first person about, you know, wanting to understand quantum mechanics and searching. And it's very melodramatic in the song. But frankly, so is the research. I mean, you start looking into it and you think, oh, my goodness. I mean, I've got to crack into this a little bit. So I kept watching literally through half the night YouTube videos until I finally found, you know, Richard Feynman, whom I adore, talking about it, and several others. And so I ended up writing about my own experience of trying to figure out what is quantum mechanics. I mean, not that I figured it out, but we're all still trying. But I tried to sort of titrate that into a song, but also capture the drama of, or the experience of trying to find it. And then ended up talking about the combinatorial nature of science and how Heisenberg figured it out because of everybody else before him. And then most importantly, handing the baton to all the listeners, all of us, that we are next in line. We can stand on the shoulders of giants and discover something new.
It's a great song, and we'll try to play it. I wanted to stick this song from the current album. And this is from another one from How Great Can This Day Be? The song is called Another Good Year. And here's hoping it's a good year for you Grammy-wise. It's exciting to get the nomination. I'm sure that had to be a thrill when you learned of it.
Yes. And I have to say, I have such a wish to come to your museum because I am such a huge, huge admiring fan of Fred Rogers and the work that he did.
Well, maybe we'll find a way. You're in Portland, right?
Yes, I am.
There might be a way. Fred Rogers is still shown on public TV actively. The Fred Rogers Center is at St. Vincent College, and also the Fred Rogers Company producing Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood and other very successful programs are still here in Pittsburgh. And we have some artifacts here at the museum, as well as the two locations I just mentioned, the two firms continuing his work. So it'd be great to have you visit sometime.
It would be such an honor. I have actually researched this about you guys. I don't know if I knew all of that, but I have had it in my mind that I would love to come. And number five on this album is an homage to Mr. Rogers. It's called Free Ride Every Day.
Ah.
Yeah. I don't know if we have time. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, if we do, well, we'll try to sneak it in. This is going to be our last moment to talk, though. I thank you for being with us. And I hope that you do well. It's kind of hard. We had all five Grammy nominees on today. So I don't know if I can. I have to root for you equally. But
Of course. We are all so grateful. I mean, this is just so exciting to elevate children's music a little bit and help people know that it's here.
And thank you to simply for being here. And it's nice to have an album with some great jazz arrangements of songs, original songs for kids. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry.